lots of condensed heads in Quezon City, specifically Project Q. And all of a sudden, when they become born again Christians, they think of all these nice acronyms. So, Shabu, Satan, and Swear Devotee. So, this is basically a story about the two meth heads. They're smoking while having a very decent conversation. So, if there are any F words, French words, you will hear today. This is not each of this book. So, here it is. The temperature was crazier. Chestnut ground by his eyeballs were being roasted, and he said that Quezon City was the ideal place because it had more trees than, say, Manila or Pasay. Here in Project Q, there seemed to be more greenery per square meter than most cities, but the heat was brutal. It was a kind of boiled brains, which in turn led to stupid decisions, smashed bottles, broken teeth, slashed wrists, and hog-tied corpses fished from the river. Cesar decided to change the subject, so Cesar and Franco. Okay. But then there's Pasiento Cinco, and that's where bad things happen. On the corner of Bignay Street and Anon Assault, and it's cursed. No business that has opened beside it has ever lasted, not even a year. Cursed, I tell you, cursed. What I remember was the Adobo Republic, not even 6 months. Too bad, because the Adobo was to die for. And before that, there was a pawn shop. Remember the robbery? Ah, yeah, two security guards dead. One stabbed in the eye. Cursed, I tell you. Yeah, who the hell stabs people in the eye? To be fair, this is good shit. So Cesar took another whiff. Look how this thing rolls. Beautiful. Like a distended teardrop, a clear gold yolk slid down the aluminum strip, turning into a pink yellowish white into pure white smoke, gently flowing to the small tube tucked between Cesar's lips. The tutor, can do that. But I'm not into the tutor looked like some stylishly alien cigarette. I told you, quality over quantity. I still think you cheated me. Well, you just cut it off, Cesar. Sheesh. Good thing you didn't cross a cop. Otherwise, they'd be fishing your body out of the Pirino River by now. Those cops don't have a sense of humor. Especially the ones in Pasiento Cinco. Yeah, those guys are the biggest, nastiest drug dealers in the district, can't believe. I know the last guy who turned out to be a bad customer got his balls cut off, you know. You know where they found his balls? On the counter of Kawinigan Bakery. So imagine going on your early morning pandesal, and you see that pandesal is expert. Don't die. I think they should do that to you too. Last fucking time I did that, say that last already bought you. Cesar yelled, taking Franco by surprise. Ha! Want to smoke? It's your turn. Go to bed. You already had your share before coming here. Thank you.